Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Taking your calls. Seems to be on the Pirates. That's an interesting discussion topic. Maybe it's because I'm the one asking for it. I don't know, but I appreciate it. We'll get to more of those in a minute. But the 50-minute mark on the Fan, it's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Chris and Collier can fix the Pirates. I'll be interested to hear this. Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you, Jason?
Thanks Doing
for
great.
Taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, the guy that called you a minute ago that talked about he's a 20-gamer. Here's the problem with the Pirates. We all know Bob's not going to sell a team. He's making too much money. And the only thing that's going to fix the Pirates, as we all know, is nobody can go. You can't go, and you can't watch. You do that for 2 years. There's nobody in the seats. There's nobody watching on television, getting no ratings, getting no money back from Major League Baseball because your ratings are off. Then you'll get rid of Bob Nutting, and you'll get a new owner. But that is the only thing that will ever change what the Pirates are doing.
Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being completely unrealistic and 10 being that can happen, where do you think that idea would fall?
Probably right in the middle, and I'll tell you why. I know you think it's a 1, but it could be in the middle if everybody would just get on the bandwagon. Now, if we got on the bandwagon and everybody started talking about it, that this will fix them, then I bet you then people would stop going. But you're not going to write that. People aren't going to talk about it consistently. You know,
I love it. Go. You're not going to write that.
Don't watch. Well, did you tell them not to go and not to watch?
Why would I do that?
You didn't write that.
Why would I
of
do
course.
That?
Well, if you want the Pirates to get better, that's what you would have to do. Because
okay.
nothing
Because you said so.
No, just because it's the way it is. You wrap your head off the wall, you're going to bruise your head. Do you think if you wrap your head off the wall again, you're not going to bruise your head?
Do you think if nobody goes to the games, Bob's going to sell the team?
Absolutely.
Do you understand how Major League Baseball's finances work?
I know a little bit about it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I was just checking. Do you know about revenue sharing and money that's given to him?
I know all about revenue sharing, but
okay.
still.
Okay.
There's still a lot of money that comes in through those doors, and there's even more money about
Nobody went to A's games. Did they sell the team?
Not
no,
yet.
They moved. Is
well,
that the goal?
You know what? Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Then bring in an NBA team.
Yeah.
You know what? If we're not going to have ownership that's going to support them, it's just frustrating to the city. There's nothing.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's completely unrealistic to expect an entire city that is in love with baseball to not go. It's also completely unrealistic to expect that they will always stink. Like, it's possible for them to win. Through 100 games last year, they were 2 games over .500. I'm not saying that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's not.
Were 10-3, weren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it doesn't matter what you were through 100 games, Jason.
I didn't say it did.
It really doesn't.
I didn't say it did, Chris.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, this is the problem. Everybody wants to be – I'm a huge baseball fan. I grew up – I played baseball my whole life. All right? I love baseball. That's why I am as frustrated as I am. But I haven't been to a game in 5 years. And I don't watch them.
Okay.
And
then you do what you should.
The only thing
you
I
vote
can do.
With your dollar, man. Good for you. That's what you should do.
That's the only thing
do.
I can do.
Yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't tell anybody anything otherwise. I just don't think you can get 100% participation.
I understand that. And one thing about the Steelers, I couldn't believe that Ray said that Terrell Austin's a good defensive coordinator and he has faith in him. 2 quarterback hurries against Kansas City. No sacks. He's got to scheme something different if things are going to change.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. We got Joe in Mount Lebanon. You're on the Fan. Wants to talk about the Pirates. What's up?
Jason, they're very frustrating. I've been a Pirate fan since 1960. I remember when I was in first grade running home, I saw Bill Mazeroski's home run. You know, I was fortunate enough to be a vendor at Three Rivers Stadium from 70 through 78.
Okay, Joe, what do you got?
Bob Nutting promised when they were going to be competitive, he would reinvest in the team. He promised that numerous times. right? They've had four winning seasons in 31 years. Four winning seasons over 531 years. Us poor suffering fans deserve better than this, right? The guy is a con artist. Anyone who knows anything about not only this Pirates team, his other businesses, he's cheaper than, I can't say it on the air, H-space-L-L, right? He's as cheap as they come. And he has no interest other than making millions of dollars. We know he's not going to sell the team. And the pressure has to come, like the other guy said, not going to the games, one. And two, the press has to put tons of pressure on this guy and say, hey, you promised you were going to invest in the team. He has a top three pitcher in the league, if not the top pitcher in the major leagues. The Edward Ortiz trade, I can't believe they traded a second-best pitcher for this jabroni Horowitz, who's going to play 115 games probably at first base. Right, because I put a right-hander in the DH for him. I mean, they're so mismanaged. When I was also, I did the cash for the concession company. I was down there. Frank Coonley, when he came in one year, he says to me, "How's the take?" I said, "Not good, Frank." He goes, "Why?" I said, "Frank, you got 6,000 people in the park." Then I said, "What players do you like on the Pirates?" He goes, "Excuse me." He says, "We love Ryan Domet." I said, "Frank, he couldn't catch a cold without any clothes on in the middle of winter." You know, Ryan Domet puts that up. The balls are going right by his glove and hit the umpire numerous times. And this is who they liked as a catcher. This is the people they bring in.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
The Dominican Republic's been a disaster because he'll never up enough money to get the good players in here. I mean, it all comes down to money. Not that, and we don't expect him to invest like anyone, but he doesn't invest like Cleveland does or Milwaukee.
Yep.
Right? Detroit, Kansas City, look at Kansas City. There's a really small market. He doesn't invest the money they do. So he has the money. It's obvious he has the money, and he won't do it. And you need to print an article every week and say, Mr. Netting promised he would reinvest in the team when they're competitive. Last year, they were competitive towards the end of the season with the pitching, right?
They weren't competitive at the end of the season with the pitching. They were competitive through 100 games, and then the season went in the tank, Joe.
But the but my point
and,
is...
And it's not the blame the media thing.
The starting pitching. The bullpen was supposed to be the strongest part of the team, and they fell apart. I don't blame that on anyone but the players. I really do.
I blame the media for it, personally.
Jody, he's burning them out the first 100 games also, trying to be competitive because they don't have enough arsenal with the bats.
Yep.
That's part of the problem, too.
All right. Joe, thanks so much for the call. I'm up against a break. Not trying to cut you off for any reason other than that. I understand the frustration toward the owner. I do. I've bathed in it. For a number of years, and it hasn't really gone anywhere, and people feel a certain way, and it's not my job to tell them how to feel. That's a personal thing. You should handle that the way you want to handle that. If you don't feel like you should go, you should not go. I'm a columnist at another place that is untangled to the Pirates. This is the station on which Pirates games appear. Nobody is ever told to act and talk a certain way. They cover the team as they objectively should. Jeff Hathorn is a friend of mine, could not have more respect for the guy or the hosts that come in here. This is not a media problem. This is the Pirates have not been competitive as much as anybody would like. They have not spent as much as anybody would like. Those are fair criticisms. I understand being mad about that. I also understand looking at what they did objectively last year, and they were in position trade deadline. They have a bunch of guys coming back who were a part of that thing. It could happen again. They could have players that are on their payroll improve. Yeah, it's also true that you want to see them add to the team because they have Paul Skeens. I get that. Let's go to one more call before a break. George in Philly Township wants to talk about the Pirates' last chance.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, George, doing well.
So a couple callers ago, the guy went to the Pirate game since 1960, and he mentioned they ought to get guys in here who know what they're doing. The problem is the guys who know what they're doing, the Terry Francona's, aren't coming here. They know the situation here. This is the last chance saloon for a lot of managers and general managers. Once they're done here, they're out of baseball. They come here because they have no other options.
Okay. I mean, I understand what you're saying, George. We don't know if they even checked on Terry Francona, and I personally am doubtful whether they ever did. I don't think Terry Francona had...
No, he's not coming here.
No, I think they didn't check on him because they think Derek Shelton can manage this team. And you would disagree with that. I understand that. But it is a different reason.
Well, they didn't inquire about him because if I'm Terry Francona, I'd say, what's the payroll? Okay, and then they'll pay.
But why would Terry Francona be fixated on the payroll?
That's our competitor. So why would Terry Francona come here?
Well, because Terry Francona managed in Cleveland, which has a payroll just about the same size, and they do things better, and Terry Francona won there. Why would he turn that down?
Why would he? Because he's not going to get players.
Well, you're going to get players when you win, and they haven't won. I mean, it's a lot.
The players don't want to come here. The free agents don't want to come here.
Oh, you're not.
The situation.
You're not wrong.
We'd have 5 winning seasons in 40 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
The payroll's always an issue every year.
It's an issue because they haven't won. It's an issue because they haven't won.
Spend the money.
Yeah. There are other teams that win without spending the money. And I'm not absolving the Pirates from spending money.
Bottom five.
What's that?
Tampa Bay, they spend the money in cycles. They'll take a hit for a couple of years. Then when they're good again, they'll spend the money. This team never spends the money.
Tampa doesn't spend money, George. I can look up Tampa's yearly payrolls. I mean, it's never gone probably above where it's at right now.
All right, but we're always bottom five.
Yeah.
So we never have a springboard to lead into something else.
Yeah, the highest they've gotten, I believe, is 21st. I want to say they topped out at $100 million at the end of that 13, 14, 15 run.
Who's that, the Pirates or
Pirates.
Tampa Bay?
The Pirates.
Okay.
Which it might be higher than Tampa's ever gotten. I'm not sure Tampa's ever been that high. I'd have to, again right, pull up there.
My feeling is that this is Last Chance Saloon. You know, we can disagree.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that Pittsburgh right now is some destination that like half of Major League Baseball is itching to come to. But, I mean, they need to change that. Like, does anybody look at the Cleveland Guardians and say, oh, well, they don't spend money, I'm not going there? Their payroll's similar to the Pirates. But they look at that and say, wow, that's a winning situation. They have guys. They can win. You know, and they spend money a little bit differently. You can lump it. Like, look at the Jose Ramirez contract.
That goes back to the general. Your argument goes back to the general manager and manager. Why don't we do better there?
Well, I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, that's a fair criticism. And I've written that before somebody makes it a media thing. But, I mean, yeah, the free agent signing should be better. Trade should be better. They should have drafted better. They should have developed better. Like, those are all problems as well. And that was a point
on-field managers. On-field game day management should be better.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you one bit, George. And I understand the sensitivities with the money, too. You too. Take care.
Have a good holiday.
All right.